Decision on license suitability for Australia's Crown Perth could come in June. A decision on the future of Crown Perth's casino license may be announced as early as June, according to a report by the Australian Financial Review. This follows the completion of a two-year oversight period led by an independent monitor. The Western Australian government is currently reviewing the findings submitted by former WA Police Assistant Commissioner Paul Steele, who was appointed to oversee Crown Perth's remediation process after the casino operator was found unsuitable to hold a license in 2021. Steele's tenure as monitor concluded in April. The independent monitor's role was established following a Royal Commission inquiry into Crown Resort's operations, which revealed failures related to anti-money laundering controls, compliance oversight, and governance practices. The inquiry had found that Crown Perth allowed illegal activities, particularly involving its VIP gaming operations and ties to overseas junket operators, to continue unchecked. In response, the state allowed Crown to retain its license under the condition that the operator undergo a period of reform under external supervision. Gary Drybergs, chair of Western Australia's Gaming and Wagering Commission, GWC, confirmed that the commission is currently evaluating the findings of the independent monitor. He stated that the assessment is being carried out in relation to Crown Perth's progress on its remediation commitments. He added that the commission will deliver its recommendations to the Minister for Racing and Gaming when it deems appropriate. This review process will determine whether Crown Perth is now suitable to continue holding a casino license. The last in line. Unlike Crown's other two properties, Crown Perth is the last to await a ruling on license suitability. Crown Melbourne regained its license in March 2024, followed by Crown Sydney in April 2024. Both were deemed unsuitable in previous inquiries due to extensive compliance failures. However, regulators in Victoria and New South Wales ultimately concluded that the company had made substantial changes to meet the required standards. These improvements included the restructuring of internal compliance systems, cultural reforms, and a demonstrated commitment to meeting obligations imposed on casino licensees. The Victorian Gambling and Casino Control Commission, VGCCC, reinstated Crown Melbourne's license after concluding that the company had adequately addressed the systemic issues identified by the Royal Commission. The VGCCC acknowledged the emergence of a reformed Crown, stating that the company now showed a clear understanding of both the responsibilities and privileges associated with holding a casino license. This decision reflected confidence that the necessary safeguards and governance mechanisms were in place to prevent previous failures from recurring. Crown Resorts has spent the past several years attempting to rebuild its reputation under new ownership and leadership. Since being acquired by private equity group Blackstone, the company has committed to overhauling its operational practices across its Australian properties. The final decision on Crown Perth's license will be a critical indicator of whether the company's remediation efforts have achieved the desired outcomes in Western Australia, the last jurisdiction still evaluating its compliance progress.